Okay, we're on Samech Omer Aleph, the bottom. Okay, we learned yesterday that as long as a child didn't stop nursing, can nurse to 4 or 5 years. But if he stopped nursing and it's after 24 months, then he can't resume. Then it's also for him to nurse. Where it says, Pirish Lachresim V'Arba Chodesh V'Chazar Kionik Sheketz. If the child after 24 months stopped, then you're not allowed to resume the nursing. And it's also the comma. How long is called stopping? Omer of Yehuda Bar Chaviva, Omer Shmuel Shloshi Yomim. It has to be that for 3 days he doesn't nurse, then he can't go back. If it's less than 3 days, he can. Ikedi Amrei Tani Rav Yehuda Bar Chaviva Kamei de Shmuel. Not that he said it in the name of Shmuel, but he said it in front of Shmuel, Shloshi Yomim. Same thing. Okay. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Meinekes Shemes Baala Besoch Esrim V'Arba Chodesh. A woman is nursing and her husband died. And according to some, even if he divorced her. So Shaila, whether this same halacha applies by divorce or dafka by death. So the halacha is like this. She can't get married, not first stage, second stage of marriage. Ad esrim v'arba chodesh, divrei Rav Meir. She has to wait 24 months because we're afraid that if she'll get married, she'll get pregnant, and then she'll, abandon the first child. The first child, when she's pregnant, she won't be able to nurse the child, and the child will become tisakana. So we give 24 months to be able to finish nursing the first child, and then she can get married. That's what Rav Meir says. You have to wait 24 months before she can get married at all. Rabbi Yehuda Matir b'shmonasar chodesh. Rabbi Yehuda says 18 months is good enough. That the child, normal children, don't nurse more than 18 months. So you don't have to give a full 24 months. 18 months is enough. Rashi. And esrim v'arba chodesh, shemet tisaber, because we're afraid that she may get pregnant in that time, if she remarries. V'titzarech ligmol esmena, she won't be able to continue nursing the baby. U'balze enu aviv shiknelo beitzim v'cholav. And this second husband is not the father of the child that she has from the first husband, and he's not going to be agreed to feed this kid. So the kid's going to starve. Shmonasar chodesh, dayu l'tinik linuk b'kach. Rabbi Yehuda holds that 18 months is enough of nursing. After that, we don't have to worry.
After that, he also has to buy beitzim v'cholav.
What?
After that, he also has to buy food.
No, then he'll have to. Here, he's going to what's it called? He's going to be so much on the fact that let her nurse the kid. Right? So he's not going to support her. And she's not going to have the milk to nurse. That's going to be a problem.
Yeah, but after 18 months.
Yeah.
After 24 months. So the baby also needs to.
Yeah, but then there's no other option, so he has to do it. Here, he says there's another option. Why do you have to, what's it called? Nurse the kid?
Which is pregnant.
What?
Which is pregnant.
Yeah, I'm saying that's the thing. It's the middle of the nursing time, so why should I pay for whatever? So, okay. When is out of nursing, so there's nothing to talk about. Somebody has to feed the kid. But in the nursing time, you can say, go nurse her, or go hire somebody else to nurse her, whatever. He's still nursing. Why should I feed him? Okay. Okay. Shmonasar chodesh. Okay. Omer of Nosan bar Yosef. Hein divri bei Shammai. Hein divri bei Silu. This machlokas of Meir and Rabbi Yehuda is exact same machlokas of bei Shammai and bei Silu. She bei Shammai om resim v'arba chodesh. Bei Shammai said like Rabbi Meir, 24 months. But she can't get married. Bei Silu omer shmonasar chodesh. And bei Silu said 18 months. Omrim Shim Gamliel, Ani Achria. The Divrei Haomer Esrim V'Arba Chodesh, Muteres Linasi V'Esrim V'Echad Chodesh. The one who holds the 24 months, she can get married after 21 months. Why? Let's see 1 second. And the Divrei Haomer B'Shmona Asar Chodesh, Muteres Linasi V'Chamisha Asar Chodesh. The one who says that the nursing time is 18 months, she can get married already after 15 months. Why? L'fi She'en HaCholav Ne'akor Elachar Shloshe Chodashim. Even if she'll get pregnant, she won't stop being able to nurse for 3 months. the first 3 months of pregnancy, she's able to nurse. So therefore, she'll be able to finish the 24 months if she gets married within 21 months, or the 18 months if she gets married within 15 months. Omar Ula, halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, that what's it called, that 18 months is enough, and according to this, 15 months. V'omar mar ukva, li hita Rabbi Chanina, lo seishlach r'chamish osar chodesh. And the Rabbi Chanina said, what's it called, Bar Ukva said, Rabbi Chanina was mater in a situation like this, where the husband died, to get married after 15 months, which is like Rabbi Yehuda, according to what's it called, Rabbi Gamliel, or Rabbi Shim Gamliel. We'll see in a second, the halach is not like that. But that's what he said. Arise d'abaya, osla kamei d'abaya. Baya's sharecropper came before him with a shayla. Omer lei, ma'u li'oris b'chamish osar chodesh. Can I get married, not nisuin, but erusin, after 15 months? Chad ad remei of Rabbi Yehuda, halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. First of all, there's a lot of reasons why it's mutter. First of all, remei of Rabbi Yehuda, halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. So 18 months is the amount, not 24. V'ol beishami beisilach yisil. Since beisil holds like Rabbi Yehuda, same shita, so halacha is like beisil. Again, 18 months. V'omar ula halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. And not only that, Ula said the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. V'omar mar ukva lihi to Rabbi Chanina lo seishlach r'chamish osar chodesh. Mar ukva said that Rabbi Chanina was mater him to get married after 15 months, based on the fact that Rabbi Yehuda holds 18, and for 3 months anyway she'll have milk. Koshkein to Atli Oris. We're only talking about Erisin. They were mater nisuin. Mama should get married even if she got pregnant. You're only having Erisin. There's no chance she can get pregnant. So ki also the kameder of Yosef, when Abaya came before of Yosef, his Rebbe, Omer le Rav Shmuel Damri Tarvayu Tzrich Lahamtin Esim Varba Chodesh Chutz Miyom Shenolid Bo V'Chutz Miyom Shenis Arsa Bo. You have to wait a full 24 months even for Erisin, and that 24 months doesn't include the day that the child was born, and doesn't include the day that you have Erisin. In other words, that's be full 24 months between the birth and the Erisin. So Rav Yosef told Abai he made a mistake. Halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda, it's like Rabbi Meir, because we learned before halacha k'Rav Meir b'gzeirosav, that when it comes to gzeiros to Rabbanan, like over here, the halacha is like Rabbi Meir. So Rot Basrei Talta Parsi, so he ran, Abaya ran after his sharecropper, three parsos, V'amri lo parsa v'chalo, and some say one parsa, but it was in sand. V'lo adrechen, he didn't catch him up to him, to tell him that he made a mistake. Omer Abaya, Hai Milsad, Omer Rabbanan, Afilu Beyaso Bekutcha, Lo Lishrei Inish B'makom Rabbe, Lo Mishum D'Michzi Kath Girusa, Ela Mishum D'Lo Mistayim Milsa. Right. That which the Chachamim said you can't paskin in the place of your Rav, right, is not because it's not covered for the Rav. It's because you're not going to say the right psak. Said Abaya, then Tosa says, an afkamina is, what if the Rebbe gave you permission? If he gave you permission, right, still, if you're in the place of the Rav, let him paskin, because you're not going to come to the right conclusion. Just like Abaya over here made a mistake. Even though Abai himself knew that halacha k'Rav Meir b'gzeirosav, and he knew what Rav and Shmuel said, he ignored it. He forgot it. And therefore, even if the Rav gives permission, Tosa says, still you can't, you shouldn't be more, because you're not going to come to the right psak. The Meimra de Ho'ano Havi Garmir Nale Lohod Rav Shmuel, because Abai said, I knew what Rav and Shmuel said. I didn't remember it to ask him like that. Rashi. Afkirusa chutzpah. It's not just because it's a chutzpah to paskin b'makom rabo. The lo mistaya milsa shiyorek halacha. He's not going to paskin properly. Okay, let's go on. Ton rabbonin. Nosna b'nolame nekes. Ogi malasu. O meis. Muteres li nosi miyad. In all these cases, the gzera doesn't apply. Right? She gave her child over to a nursemaid, so she's not nursing it anymore. Or the child got weaned within the 24 months. Or the kid died. Then she's allowed to get married right away, because the gzera doesn't apply. Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Bereid, Rav Yeshua, Sover, Lameved, Uvda, Ki Homas Nisa. Right? Rav Papa and Rav Huna, Bereid, Rav Yeshua, wanted to paskin like this Braisa, and be matter a woman whose child died, or that she gave it over to a Menekes, to get married right away. Omra Lahu, Hahi Savta. So an old woman told him, them, B'didi Havi Uvda, when I was younger, this Maisa happened to me. I was an Almana, who was in the middle of nursing my child. V'asuli Rav Nachman, and Rav Nachman asked me from getting married. Marsha's Aini, V'harav Nachman, Shoralula Beiresh Galusa, in a similar situation, where they gave over the children to a wet nurse, they matter them to get married. Rav Nachman. So how can this woman said that he wasn't matter her? Marsha says, no, Shani Beiresh Galusa, Delo Hadribu. We're afraid that a regular woman, the nursemaid will have charata and she'll be stuck nursing the kid again. And then the reason she can't get pregnant will still apply. But the Reish Galusa, people are afraid of them. They don't back out. If they accept it to do it, they're going to continue doing it. Omar Lahura Papai Va'asun Lo Tisbru Mihadatanya. Don't you hold to the following, Brysa? Hari Shahoysa Radufa Lelech Lebeis Odiya. O Shahoya Lakas Lebeis Baila. O Shahoya Baila Chavash Beis Asuri. O Shaholach Baila Mdina Sayam. O Shahoya Baila Zokin, O Chola, O Shahoysa Akora, Uskena, Islandis, Ktana, Vahamapelis Achar Mises Baila, Vishaina Ru'uya Leilaid, Kulam Tsrichos Lahamtin Shlosha Chadashim Divre Meir. We have another halacha similar to this, that a woman whose husband dies or divorces her, she can't get married for 3 months. In order to be mavchin, if it's the child from the first husband or the second one. So even in situations, all these situations, where it's almost impossible that she was pregnant when her husband died. The husband was away for more than 3 months. He was in prison, right? So the svara doesn't apply, the tam doesn't apply. There's no way that she could be pregnant from the first husband. So why do you have to wait 3 months? Anyway, 3 months went by since she's with her husband, right? Or he can't have children or whatever. Or she had a miscarriage after her husband died, so she shouldn't be pregnant anymore. Right, she's obviously miscarried. All these cases are cases where the reason for the takana doesn't apply, and still Reb Meir says you have to wait 3 months. Lo pluk, because it's across the board. Reb Yossi mater le'oris le'inosi miyad. Reb Yossi holds, no, you could get married right away, because the reason doesn't apply. The gzera didn't apply. V'omer Rav Nachman, Omer Shmuel, halacha Reb Meir, b'gzerosa. The halacha is like Reb Meir, and the gzera is across the board. It's the same thing over here. Even though within 24 months, if the kid died, or he was given over to a wet nurse, or he was weaned, the svara of the gzera doesn't apply, because she's anyway not nursing the kid, still, it's across the board. Amrilei, lava daitin. Witaka didn't take this into consideration. But in Echanami, the halacha is, even in cases where it doesn't apply, the gzera applies. They made it lo pluk. The hilchasa, the halacha is meis mutter. If the kid died, then you can get married. Gamalasu asa. But if she weaned him, there it's you make too much of it. People say, well, I can do it even if I didn't wean him. I weaned him partially, whatever. There we say lo pluk. But dead, the kid's dead. Mar says no. Mar bar avashi, what's it called? Omar afilu meishan on the asur. Now, even if the kid died, still asur to get married within 24 months. Why? Dilma katli lay for asla mitzvah, because maybe the woman will kill the kid in order that she'd be able to get married. So, if we were mad to her to get married, if the child died, she may make the child die. Havi uvdi v'chank noxe. And there was a maisha like that. That a woman strangled her kid because she wanted to get married and the kid was holding her back, so she strangled the kid. Velohi. Right? That's no matraya. Hahi shotaha. That woman was insane. Right? Normal women don't kill their kids to get married. Velo, of the inshi dechantim benayo. Normal women, so we're not choshish for such a thing. It's such an unusual thing that a mother will kill her children, even though it happens. But it's so unusual, right? It makes the news. So it's unusual, therefore that doesn't go into the Xera. But something that's usual, And even though the reason doesn't apply, there the gzeira applies. Rashi. Nosna benolami nekes, zusha meis baila. The woman whose husband died, she gave the child over to somebody else to nurse it. So the chashash isn't there anymore that she'll have to stop nursing the kid if she gets pregnant. She's not nursing him anyway. Ogimalasu besosmanu, omeis. Or she stopped nursing him anyway. The kid was weaned. Or the kid died. In all those cases, the gzera doesn't apply. Lebeirish glusa, almano shahayu be'menikos, the nosnu b'neim l'meinekes, v'tir m'nosher, nachm was mater, by the Reish Galusa, women whose husbands died, and they gave the child over to a wet nurse, and he was mocked him to get married right away. Where it says, lo hadri bahu, no. Minika shepaska lohanik b'neihem, yira lazer ba, l'fisha b'nei adem mu'uyomim heim. Avo b'inshi achrine dilma hadri bahu haminika, v'chos rabbein, etzol haim, mistake. By the Reish Galusa, if they gave it over to a wet nurse, the wet nurse is not going to back out, because they're scary people, right? But regular people, the wet nurse could change her mind, and the woman then will have to nurse the baby, and she'll be pregnant, and she won't be able to, so therefore the gzera still applies. Lo tizberua meha, ilo omra lechu savta, mishmed Rav Nachman, lo hayisim yodim luma mitoch mishna zush asr. Even if this old woman didn't tell you what Rav Nachman paskin for her, you should have been able to learn it from this braisa that we say lo plug. That even if the reason for the gzera doesn't apply, the gzera still applies. Harishahaisa Redufa, Rov Yomel, Lios Ravesavia. She was by her father's house, so she wasn't with her husband for 3 months before he died. Call Eloing Darkness Abba, she's not going to get pregnant. So she couldn't be pregnant when her husband died. Sheina Ruya Leilate, Shenekar Basi Ryan Shalah. She had a hysterectomy, so she's not going to get pregnant. Wherever Rav Meir made a gzeira that's only issur d'rabbanan, al-ma'afagav, there ain't kan lahavchin beizaros or rishon sheni. Even though the gzeira doesn't apply in all these cases, there's no way that she was pregnant when her husband died. The halom mi'abra lo plug rabbanan betakonas gzeira shalahem bein ish shalisha. They didn't differentiate, and they ushered across the board. The gazustam. They just said you have to wait 3 months no matter what. The Hachinami, same thing our case, they said 24 months Lagabi this gzera, it applies across the board. Nami lo plug rabbanu v'nekes shemes baila ben shi menikto ben shemi. It doesn't make a difference if she's nursing him, not nursing him, it's aser, she can't get married for 24 months. Kimolasu aser shikomolasu machma shirot salinase. She weaned him, right, because she wants to get married. So then we're afraid that she'll stop nursing the kid because she wants to get married. And really the kid's not ready to be weaned. But if the kid died, then we're not afraid that she's going to kill the kid in order to be able to get married. Okay. What? Yeah, because then the kid becomes like any other person that nursing from a living woman, the rabban and asher the cholam. So then you're not allowed to give a child isser either. So nursing from a woman direct, not just drinking the milk, but drinking it directly from a woman is only mutter for a baby who needs it. But once the baby doesn't need it anymore, right, so then she's like any other person, and you're not allowed to give a child something also. So the milk is also. Huh? That? Yes, so it says that after 3 days already, that's right. After 24 months, and he stopped for 3 days, you give him something else.
We're on Samacham Beis, towards the bottom of the Amud, Tana Rabbanan. Harishanosu Laben Lahonik. A woman accepted to nurse a baby. She got paid for it. Harizalo Tonic Imo Lobnovalo Ben Chaverta. She's not allowed to nurse her child with it or somebody else's child. Poska Kima Ocheles Harbe. If they made up that they would pay for a certain amount of food for her, and it turned out not to be enough to really nurse the baby properly, then she has to eat more. And she shouldn't eat things that are bad for the milk. Either the, we'll see the Gemara says either they make the milk dry up, or they make it to make it bad. So Gemara now goes and explains this price. Hashta bina amreslo ben chaver to mi boy. If she's not allowed to nurse her own child together with this child, surely not somebody else's. Gemara says no. Mal de seima bina hu de chayis alayu mamtzi leitvei. Avo ben chaver to ilav de havi leimos alo havi mamtzi lei kamash malon. That was more of a svara to say her own child not than another child. Her own child, even if she doesn't have enough milk, she's going to nurse her own child at the expense of the other one. But somebody else's child, if she doesn't have extra milk, she's not going to nurse somebody else's child at the expense of this child she's getting paid to do. Kamash malon, no, she can't nurse any other children together with the one that she's being paid to nurse. Poska kimo cheles harbe mehecha. Who has to pay for the extra food? She accepted the deal with a certain amount of stipend for buying food, and it turned out that she can't buy enough food to really have the proper amount of milk. So Mara says, Om Rav Sheshes Mishala, we assume that she understood that if she has to, she has to add food, and it's going to be hers. When they made the deal, and she understood how much money they're giving her for food, she understood if she needs more, she's not to pay for it. Shouldn't eat things that are no good for the milk. What are those things that are not good for milk? Omer of Kahanik, going koshos the chazis, the dagim ktanim the adoma. Koshos is cress. We have the English. Hops. Anybody? What? Hops. Oh, hops. Okay, hops. And chazis is cress then. Yeah. Chazis is cress.
Grain sprouts,
okay, and dagim ketana were small fish, and adoma, they used to eat earth as a refuah, so you can't eat earth either. See Rashi. Pasko kima pasko litein lamazonos muatim ocheles harbe mishalah. She has to add to it, supplement the diet. Kedei sheyela cholav harbe. No, she'd have enough milk. Velo tamisenu, and the kid shouldn't die of starvation. Koshos is home loan. So that's home loan is what we said. Haps. Chaziz is asov mishal zera tvua, is bean sprouts, whatever. And we didn't get it yet. Okay. Abaya omar afilu kora v'chavusha. There's other things that are not good for the milk, and that is kora is a pumpkin or a gourd, and chavusha is quinces. Rapapa Amra Filu Kra the Kufra. Right. Kara again is the same thing he's saying before. There's a note over here. Mistama, there's another girsa because he repeated what the Mandiomer said before him. Chaf is Kora. Kora. Kora is something different. Kora is the fiber around the bark of a date palm that they used to eat. Kora the Kufra. Rashi. Kufra, Kora, Rach, Hagodol, B'dekel, Mashinosef, Al-Ha'on, B'shon, Azu, Kufra is Tmorim, B'katnusam, unripe dates. All these things are bad for the milk. Ravashi Omer, Afilu, Kimka, V'harsana. Kimka, Rashi says, Kutach, is this dip which had chametz in it and milk, or whatever, is a dairy dip. And Harsana is little fish. Fish in fish oil or whatever. Rashi harsna dagim mitugonim, fried fish in kemach v'tzir v'shuman shalohem. So a mixture of some kind of fish dish. So all of these things are not good for the milk. Minayu poskel chelba. Some of them cause the milk to dry up. Minayu uchrach lechelba. Some of them make the milk putrid. Okay. Rashi minayu poski chalva yesh bedvorim halolu she poskim cholav ha'isha v'yesh bohem sheim mafsikin ala ochrin. Some of them don't stop the milk, but they make it putrid. Okay. D'misham shabei rechaya havelu boni nichvei. a woman who has relations by a mill, so the children are going to end up being epileptic. The Misham Shel Ara, she has relations on the floor, Havi Lubnei Shmute, then the children are going to be, what's it called, have long necks, which is a mum, Rashi says. The Darcha Al Doma De Chamra, person who walks over the blood of a donkey. That's the gear should be dumb al the chamra. Rashi, second. B'nei nachti v'lado shemisabro sham, she gets pregnant from the relations by a mill, her children are going to be epileptic. Nofli mechole shmo, whatever it is, it's epilepsy. Shmute aruke tzavar v'humum. Okay. So if you walk over the dam of the chamor, you'll have children, and I guess we're talking right before you conceive. You have children, girdani. Girdani, Rashi says, Adam shenimrat saras rosho, or balgera, somebody who loses his hair, or has a lot of, rashes. Gerev is like pimples and rashes. Okay, well, it doesn't mean every time the person does this. It means that these are things that could that contribute to these conditions. The ochle chardla havila bone zalzolani. Right, the person who eats too much mustard. It doesn't mean if you put mustard on your sandwich is going to happen. It means somebody who excessively eats mustard seed is going to have children that are voracious eaters. The ochle tachli. Havila b'nei dulfini. If you eat tachli maybe is cress. One of these is cress. The eyes. Yeah. What's tachli?
This one says cress.
Cress? Oh, wait. Okay. I knew one time is going to have to be the one. Okay. Tachli is cress. Now, what is cress? I don't know. Whatever it is, those are toothpaste. Havila b'nei dulfini. Right. That's einayim zolfos mayim tamid. They're always, what's it called, their eyes are always tearing. The ochle monini is little fish, right? Havi luboni mitzitze. They're going to be, have eyes that are constantly wincing. Wincing? Yeah. Ein of parchos the noos tommy. The eyes are constantly moving around. The ochle gargushta is adoma. Is some kind of medicinal earth. Havili boni mechuari. Children will be ugly. Tashas yeshichra, if you drink, and all these things that you do it to an excess. If you drink a lot of beer, havili boni uchmi. The kids will come out dark skinned. The ochla bisra, the shas yechamra, person eats a lot of meat and drinks a lot of wine, havili boni beryu. The children will be healthy. The parent will be healthy, but the kids will be healthy.
If she eats all these things while she's pregnant.
What? Yeah, lechara. Well, or right before she conceives. The ochle bei havi laboni inani. Right? If she eats a lot of eggs, the kids are going to be a nam gadols, have big eyes. The ochle kavri, right? Again, it's a different kind of fish. Havi laboni chinani. She'll have children of charm. They'll be charming children. The ochle karpas is celery. Havilo boni zivosni. Children will be bright children. Karpasa afya. Okay, we get it. Yeah. Rashi. Okay. Chananoi balechein. Okay. The ochle kuzbarta. That's coriander. Kuzbarta. What's coriander? I have no idea. Either, but whatever it is. Havila bone bisrani. They're going to be, what's it called, fat kids. The ochla esroga havila bone rechoni. If you eat a lot of esrogim, the kids will have a nice smell to them. Okay. Barte de Shvur Malka. Shvur Malka was the king of Persia. His daughter, ochla ba'ima esroga. When her mother was pregnant with her, she ate a lot of esrogim. They used to bring her as besamim, what's it called, for a father to smell. I guess mostly Shabbos they used her as the besamim. Okay. Omer Avuna.
Boveklan Rav Huna Bar Chinina. Rav Huna said that our Rebbe, Rav Huna Bar Chinina, gave us a bechina. He asked us a question to see if we're on our toes. He omeris lohanik, v'hu omeris lo lohanik. She says that she wants to nurse the child, and he says he doesn't want to nurse it. For whatever reason, he doesn't want her nursing the child. He wants her to spend more time working or not nursing, or he's afraid that the nursing is going to make her not look nice. So he doesn't want her to nurse the child. He wants her to hire a wet nurse. Shomim lo. Why? Tzara dido. Because if a woman doesn't nurse, even if she can express the milk, it's still a tzar to her not to nurse her child, not to express the milk in the proper way. So she has the option of nursing the child, even if the husband doesn't want her to nurse it. Rashi, tzara didahu, hacholav rab bidadel mitzara. The milk accumulates and it gives her tzar. Hu omer lohanik, the omer shlo lohanik. The opposite. He wants her to nurse the child and she doesn't want to nurse. In a case where, what's it we'll see? Mahu, right? So who then wins out? She doesn't want to nurse and he does want her to nurse. Kolhecha de lavurcha shomin la. Where it's not her nature. Now, her family always hires wet nurses and doesn't nurse the baby themselves. They give the baby formula, whatever it is, right? They don't nurse themselves. Then she has the prerogative of saying, that's not the meaning of my family. He urcha v'hu lav urcha. If her family, taka, nurses the children, they don't hire wet nurses. They're not such a high standard of living. But his standard of living is that people in his family, his sisters or whatever, always hire wet nurses and don't nurse the children themselves. My boser d'day, as they go after him, and what's it called, and she doesn't have what's it called, have to nurse. Or boser d'do, as you know, we go after her and she has to nurse. Upashit nelemiha ula ola imo ve'ena yoredes imo. The halacha is that the woman always is given the higher standard. If her standard is higher, he has to provide her standard. If his standard is higher than hers, he has to provide his standard. Amar Rav Huna Maikra, where did we learn that from? The he bu'ulas baal, ba'aliyosa shel baal, v'lo v'yiridosa shel baal. She always improves because of the husband's situation, not decreases. Rav Elazar mehocha, ki he hoysa eim kol chai, l'chayim nitna v'lo v'tzar nitna. She was given to for chai. Chai means all the good things, as opposed to tzar. So she always benefits from this marriage, not decreases because of the marriage. Rashi. The lav urcha ein derech mishpach to lohanik. If her family's status is that they don't nurse themselves, then surely he has to provide her status. Okay, let's go on. The Mishnah says that if she brought in one maid, so then she's potter from certain of the works, but certain she has to do. Versus Hosharav, the rest of the works that doesn't mention the Mishnah that she's potter from, she has to do. The Teimalei, eilishly itzo b'charikai. Why can't she say, I gave you a substitute for me? In other words, if I didn't have any maids, I'd have to do all the work. I bring in one maid, she's in my place, so she does all the work. Why do I have to do anything? Mishum da amar la hot tar chalididiyalidida. Now that we have another mouth to feed in this, and Tosfos says lechora, if the guy has to pay for this maid, what's he gaining? He could have had the same work done and paid one woman and fed one woman. Now he has to feed two women and get the same work done. What is this guy gaining by having another maid? Right, but the answer is that she's gaining. She's bringing in the maid. Just to make her life easier, and he has to pay for it. Okay, so he says to her following one. Before, what's it called, I had you doing the work, and I had to feed two mouths. Now you brought in a maid, so I have to feed her, right? So she has to bother for herself and for me. But who's going to do the work that's for you? So you have to do the extra work. Kamedi doch mantorach. So you're still going to have to work. Because since the woman now has to, there's more mess in the house or whatever. So the woman, the extra woman can't do the exact same work that the original woman did because there's more work to do. Shtayim, she brings in two maids. She doesn't have to cook. The ena minika, she doesn't have to nurse. Hosharav, the rest of the work she does have to do. The teimalei, obviously, itzach risi. Now I brought in two maids. The torch, the didi, the didah. So the first one of them works for me and for her, and one of them works for you and her. So everybody's covered. Why do I have to do any work? No, the more people in the house, the more guests there are. So now we need extra work for the guests. So you have to do that extra work. If she brings in three maids, right, she doesn't have to make the bed. But the rest of the things, the errands and things like that, she has to do. She can't just sit in an easy chair. She has to do some work. I get somebody now for the guests too. Everybody's covered. No, the more people in the house, the more guests there are. So another maid brings more guests. So you never, there's never an end to the work. If that's the case, by arba it says, that's it, she doesn't have to work anymore. Why don't we say the same thing? Another maid brings more guests. Arba, kivan nefishi lahu, since there's so many of them, there's a whole team, Messiah and Adari, they help each other and they get all the work done. And the woman doesn't have to work, do anything. She has a team of people working. Up until three, it's not a team. Four is a team. Om Reb Chana, the same Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, lo hechnisa lo mamish. It doesn't mean that she mamish brought in the maid. Ela kivan shiru uya lehachnis, afo pisha lo hechnisa, right? What's it called? Even if she is fit to bring in. Rashi learns that she has a large dowry, and she could, if he says, bring in a maid, she could bring in a maid. So then, even if she didn't bring in the maid, but she's Roy, she doesn't have to do these extra work. And he can go and say, what's it called? If she isn't like it, let him bring in a maid. And others learn, it's talking where she didn't bring in a dowry, but her status is to have maids. So he has to provide that. So then she doesn't have to work. He should provide the maid. Tana echad shechnisalo veechad shetzimtzima lo mishalo. And another brisa says that if she can bring in the dowry, that's one way she can bring in an extra maid. Or she gets an allowance and food. Let's say she scrimped on her food and her allowance and she saved money to hire a maid. That also, she brings in the maid, whether it's from her dowry or from her money that she scrimped. Either way, she doesn't have to do those extra works. Rashi. Becharikoi, bimkomi. Becharikoi means in my place. The linear aloshin chidki keren. Chidke keren. It's a groove. Right? What's it called? I brought you somebody in for the groove. Kolomar loshin pekidas makom. I gave you somebody in my place. Bifkad mekomi upigomi. She entered my groove, my space. Urchi orchim hamishtoyim Shabbos ochodesh. If you have a lot of help, right, people say, well, they have a lot of maids in the house, so they must be rich, so a lot of guests come and stay a week, a month, or whatever. Parchi overim ledarkam. And parchi, orchi, are people who stay for a week or a month. Parchi are people who just stay overnight. The fish of makum sheesh bo, b'nei bayis rabim noagim lisareach over idera. Right, when they have a lot of people in the house helping, then the minig is that a lot of guests gravitate to that house. Harshara can go on dvorim katanim, small things, errands that she does in the house, she has to do, even with three maids. Shiru uya lahachnis shechnis in the dunya rabba v'yesh kedai lemaviyah in the dunya zu liknos miktsos shvachos lahachnis ulashamsha. She brought in a big dowry, and the husband can take from that dowry and hire maids. Even if he didn't do that, she's potter from the work. If he wants the work done, he should hire a maid.